is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal law enforcement officials continue to warn of possible copycat attacks or retaliatory violence after the attempt on Donald Trump's life. As visibly stronger security detail surrounds the Republican nominee and President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Alana Durkin-Richer reports the motive for the Saturday Trump attack remains unclear.
The FBI has said it's investigating this as a potential act of domestic terrorism, but so far its investigation has turned up few clues about a potential ideology or motivation that could explain why this attack happened.
Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also received Secret Service protection. A threat on Donald Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before Saturday's rally, but it was unrelated to the assassination attempt on the Republican presidential nominee. That's according to two U.S. officials. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Tuesday that the U.S. still believes Israel is committed to a ceasefire deal despite the latest strikes in Gaza.
They're committed to trying to reach a ceasefire. They're committed to the proposal that they put forward and that the president outlined publicly over a month ago, about a month and a half ago now, and they continue to remain engaged in the talks to try to reach a ceasefire.
It comes as Israel said that they would send a delegation to Cairo for further talks with mediators on a proposed deal with the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas for a ceasefire and hostage release. The Israeli military will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday. The step could destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Hundreds of men protested after the announcement. It follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military services. Under long-standing political arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men had been exempt